Welcome back to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, joined by nationally known small business advocate Chris Holman. And Chris, of course, you have you wear another hat from time to time as part of your involvement with the AARP in Michigan. And this relates to what you and I hear frequently from small business owners across the state, in that they have a lot of difficulty getting good, experienced, qualified employees. And there at AARP, you're spearheading an effort to try to provide business owners access to talent from maybe an area that they don't necessarily consider all the time.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because, just by way of kind of explaining the genesis, I just finished reading a Michigan Future Business Index, which is our every 6 month index that we run. Thank you, Accident Fund Insurance Company of America. And it showed for, like, at that time, I think it was the fourth consecutive, that the number one challenge for small business was getting and retaining talent, right? And so we've got this shortage as all of us baby boomers start retiring. We've got a shortage of numbers, and that leads to even a bigger shortage of certain skills. And so not simultaneously, but darn close, a good friend of mine who is had just become the executive director or the CEO of AARP Michigan called and said, "Would you be interested in serving as the president?" And I said, "Okay, I'd love to work with Paula again at that point. Our careers have crossed paths many times. She's a wonderful, wonderful individual and does great work, great affiliation. But I also said, look, I've got this idea. I've got this problem in the business community, and I've got this idea. And I'll do this if you let me do this project." And that's what Experience for Hire is. And the concept running around in my head is we've got all these recent retirees, and sometimes they're victims of mandatory retirement, right? And mandatory retirement, sometimes those ages were set 25, 30 years ago. Well, the actuarial charts have changed quite a bit. We're living longer and staying vibrant longer. And I said, I'd like to kind of put my finger in the dike of this problem as we're training new employees to come through. Those are wonderful programs, and everybody's doing them, and it's important that they do. They don't get there quick enough. It's not a quick fix. It's a 2-3 case of CNC operators and things like that. It might be 4-year curve before you get actually that position filled. So I said, why don't we, what I would like to do is go into the retirees and say, look, you retired for a variety of reasons, and maybe you found out you don't love retirement. Maybe you found out some of you have to work. Maybe you have found out you don't like not having a purpose. Whatever the case may be, are you interested in coming back to work, maybe part-time, maybe on a flex schedule, right? And then the other piece of that was go to the manufacturers of the world, go to the service organizations of the world, go to the people who need help and say, would you be willing, rather than hire a 40-hour-a-week person who you can't find presently, hiring three at 13 hours apiece to fill that void, so to speak, right? And we kind of built that concept, and then Paul and I went on the road, and we talked to Rich Studley at the State Chamber. We talked to Rob Fowler at the Small Business Association of Michigan. We went down and saw Sandy Broa at the Detroit Chamber, and then we saw the Jackson Chamber. We saw Macomb County in their Economic Development Center, and then, of course, our own Tim Damon here in Lansing for this area as well. And everybody said, that's a great concept. We need to do this, and we'll help you. And then our next trek was over with who was head of MEDC at the time, Steve Arwood, and his staff. And we all did thumbs up, said, let's go forward with it. So we are progressing along those lines. Our initial overture to our membership, and remember, we've got 1.5 million members at AARP in the state of Michigan alone. And so our overture was met pretty overwhelmingly. Yeah, we'll. Here are my skills. Here's my job circumstance or my job history. And yeah, we're interested in going back in. And then the companies who were hiring responded, many of them, and said, well, here's what we're looking for. You know, now we're working out how to match those up, and we're getting more word out so that the companies looking for talent can go on to the My Talent, as in MI Talent Michaelrodgers.com site, sign up what it is they need, what they do, and what they're looking for. And also at that same site, mytalent.com, if you're an individual who's retired and wants to go back in the workforce on some flex schedule part-time basis, you can go there and sign up as well and make, you know, your circumstances known, your history, your job abilities, etc., and see where they match up. And then there's a lot more to it than I'm giving you, because those things don't happen automatically, but then it becomes kind of a function of the HR departments of those companies to get everybody together. We're terribly enthused about it. And quite frankly, we know it's going to be successful. We think we might become a national program for AARP.
Yeah, what a great project, great concept. Well, it's going to be very successful.
I hope so. I feel real good about it.
Chris Holman, Small Business Advocate, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Rogers. We'll take a break and come back with more right after this.